What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Mm-hmm. Might not be able to play all five offensive line spots, but he's got the interior of the line pretty much down pat. So is he the de facto sixth offensive lineman?
You got your
five starters, and then I guess he's the next dude there?
I would say so. You know, as the guard center, yes. Noteboom would be the tackle. But, Ali said, he's like the Pied Piper out there, because if you're watching him, you know, if you just look down at him, he's the one making the calls. He's the one with all the hand gestures and that kind of stuff. So he's controlling that. Since I've really started watching him the last 2 weeks, I've really been impressed with his athleticism and stuff. And they must be too, because he played 30 some snaps, but he plays basically with the first group out there. And I don't think they have a problem with him being out there at all.
Now with the offensive line. And we had, Trippy, I believe it was, called earlier and talked about Ben Cleveland. And Vinny, you've made it clear on the show that, you know, not exactly his number one fan.
No.
Ben Cleveland, but the Ravens did re-sign him, brought him back. But he just doesn't seem to make you notice him when he's on the field. You know what I mean? And if it is, it's for something that's not necessarily Pro Bowl worthy.
Yeah, he is a big man is what he is. So he's hard to get around. They love to use him as like a tight end on goal line short yardage type stuff. And most time he's just lining up and drive blocking a guy, you know, getting a body on a body. And I think that's a good situation for him. Last year they gave him some work at center. So he was kind of that guy back up there. So I think that Corey Bullock has passed him up. At guard and at center. So I would say, Bob, yeah, if it's a guard or center that needs to come in, Bullock will be the first guy. And if it's tackle, it'll be Noteboom.
Who are some of the other offensive linemen that have made a positive impression? For instance, did Falele redeem himself after maybe some shaky moments against the Colts there?
Yeah, I thought Daniel played well. I thought he played good. They ran a lot of zone stuff and a lot of zone stretch stuff. And, you know, I mean, it's tougher for him, you know, because you got to reach to the outside guy's shoulder, but he's also reaching. If you're reaching, he's reaching, because he wants to keep his outside arm and outside leg free, you know. So the athleticism, he's got some, and he did a much better job in pass protection, picked up stunts extremely well. I thought he did a real nice job, he and Bullock, kind of switching off, picking up the guys that were twisting and things. I thought he did a nice job, and I thought Rosengarten played much better. I thought both of them played much better than they had played the week before, and I thought that Voorhees was fine also. They all played, those three guys played 19 snaps. So they played right to the end of the first quarter, I think, or right through the first quarter, one of the two.
Now, as we look at the O-line, the way it's put together now, barring injury, you don't see any additions to the roster based on what they have personnel-wise right now.
No, I don't see it. Not with them being 3 weeks out from playing against Buffalo. You know, the only way I would think they maybe would bring somebody in, Bob, is if somebody got hurt. And the only way a Stanley, Voorhees, Linderbaum, Rosengarten, or Falele get hurt now if it's in practice, because I don't see them playing, you know, against Washington on Saturday. So I think that's going to be a pretty good group, and I think it'll be led by Ronnie Stanley. I think Ronnie looks really good this year.
Let's move to defense, in particular the depth next to Roquan Smith at the inside linebacker position. Trenton Simpson was playing on Saturday. Is he doing more to impress you? Teddy Buchanan. I mean, he had one of them quarterback hits we were talking about against the Dallas. What's going on there? Is that still kind of, if you're looking for a major problem, which the Ravens really don't have, let's be honest, but if there's a problem, is it lack of depth at that particular position right now?
Yeah, I would say yes. You know, just because I'm not totally sold on Simpson, I think Simpson is always kind of a step late reading and reacting. And he's always like up on his toes, kind of like hopping, trying to look like he's trying to see, is what it looks like to me. And he just, he's a step behind. Now, Buchanan, I like him in space. Think he runs well. Think he's got good instincts. Like on that bootleg pass the other, he did a real nice job getting to his area and stuff to cover. But when he's inside the tackles and the run stuff, he gets caught up in there because he can't get off blocks either. He needs to be able to run free. If he can run free, he can run, and then he can tackle. That's my concern there with their depth. But if they're going to be playing, you know, just a second linebacker on first down, got no problem, you know, with what they've got. I think they'll be good enough there. The biggest problem is going to, Bob, if Roquan were to get hurt, serious trouble.
Now, if you missed the news after the Dallas game on Saturday, Adeez Isaac dislocated elbow. He's going to be out, as John Harbaugh said, for at least a few weeks. How does that impact the depth chart at outside linebacker?
Yeah, well, you know, we were debating on whether they keep six, which the six would have been either Adeez Isaac or Ajabo. And me personally, watching them in practice and watching the games thus far, and special teams, because Ajabo really doesn't do special teams, whereas Adeez Isaac is, you know, on the number one units on them. I thought Isaac had that job, and Ajabo was kind of on the out. He was on the bubble. And now with Isaac being out probably for 4 to 6 weeks, then Ajabo, I think they keep five. And, you know, with Tavius Robinson, with Vannoy, Green, Owe, and then Ajabo being fifth, and probably because he doesn't do a lot of teams, I don't know if he'll be dressing, Bob.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Let's get out to the phones real quick. Jason Cole's going to have some NFL lunch with us coming up in a matter of minutes. Let's go to Reisterstown. It's Kai. Kai, what's up?
Hey, right now, man. Hello.
Kai.
What's up, Kai?
Hey, what's up, Benny? What's up, Bob Haney? How you doing?
What's up, Kai?
A lot of boxing talk, Bob, but I can't do it right now. But listen, Benny, I just want to talk about my Ravens real quick.
Uh-huh.
Number 71, we drafted him.
Vincent.
Vincent, listen, I think he's a project.
Yep.
And he needs more work. He's physical, but listen, number 53 bull rushed him,
yep.
Put him on his ass. I couldn't believe it. Big as he is, he got put on his butt, but he bounced back the game. He started moving in the run game. He was firing off the ball. He started playing real, real good, but he a little raw. So I like 71, but he got put on his butt by that number 53. I couldn't believe it. Number 40, Vinny.
Buchanan.
Buchanan.
Not Buck. Not Buck Buchanan.
Yeah.
Buchanan.
That'd be something if they got him.
His read and react was amazing.
Yep.
I was just watching him. He was all on it, downhill. He didn't hesitate. I like him. I like him. I like him. I like him. Now, listen, Bob Haney, Tez Walker,
yeah.
I think he's ready. I think it's time to take him out the pot, Vinny. He's ready. You know why I think he's ready? Because his route running ability. He can, man, he's turning his hips, getting upfield. Mm-hmm. I know that's against the second and third team, but I would love to see him, you know, not over DeAndre Hopkins, of course, but, you know, that's that fourth receiver there, Tay.
Yeah.
I think he takes the next step. But overall, man, I like the Ravens and I like what they're doing, but the guy that stuck out to me the most was number 40, man. He was all over the field. And what do you think he fit as over Simpson? You think we could slide him in over Simpson? Because Simpson, to me, Simpson still can't get off of blocks.
No.
He can't get off of blocks. I can't believe it. I mean, he played with Roquan last year. I mean, Simpson without Roquan is like, I was about to say something crazy, like peanut butter. I'll say like peanut butter without jelly. But, yeah, man, tell me about 40 sliding in that Simpson spot. What do you think of that, Vinny?
Kai, I like him in space. I like him in space, and I like his read and react. Just when he's in there between the tackles, he has a hard time getting off of blocks.
When we come back, more NFL talk, NFL Lunchtime with longtime NFL writer Jason Cole. Get his thoughts on the upcoming season. American League East report at 1:15. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Preview the Red Sox and the Orioles. Dylan Beavers is here. Samuel Basayo is here. Kyle Bradish is coming back. Tyler Wells is coming back. All is right with the Orioles world. Well, they're 10 games under 500, 10 out of wild card, but you get the point.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.